AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says he wants to block many of the Syrian refugees trying to resettle in this country. Trump telling ABC's This Week.
We want to go with watch lists. We want to go with databases. And we have no choice. We have no idea who's being sent in here. This could be the great Trojan. It's probably not, but it could be the great Trojan horse of all time.
The Obama administration insists the government is thorough when it checks refugees who want to come to the U.S. The AP's Carlotta Bradley tells us more.
Secretary of State John Kerry and Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson say the security vetting is extraordinarily thorough and comprehensive. They say the process is multi-layered, intensive, and involves multiple law enforcement, national security and intelligence agencies, and includes even more precautions for Syrian refugees.
President Obama in a news conference at the end of the ASEAN summit in Malaysia says the fight the U.S. finds itself in is not a war on Islam or any other religion.
The United States could never be at war with any religion because America is made up of multiple religions. We're strengthened by people from every religion, including Muslim Americans. So I want to be as clear as I can on this. Prejudice and discrimination helps ISIL and undermines our national security.
Tomorrow, French President Francois Hollande will meet in Paris with British Prime Minister David Cameron as part of his effort to form what he calls a grand coalition against the Islamic State group. The French president travels to Washington to meet with Obama on Tuesday, and later he will be in Moscow for a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. A Democrat has been elected governor of Louisiana. State Representative John Bel Edwards wins the runoff election over Senator David Vitter. After conceding defeat, Vitter says he will not run for the Senate next year.
I'm genuinely excited with Wendy about starting a new chapter of my professional life.
This is AP Radio News. Behind all the snow from the storm that rolled through the upper Midwest, a deep freeze, single digits in some areas this morning. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bruce Terry.
It will be unseasonably cold for the next 2 days through parts of the Midwest and the Ohio River Valley. We'll see temperatures between 10 and 20 degrees below average for Sunday and Monday before we start getting a warming trend on Tuesday.
Game time temperature around 20 degrees expected in Chicago when the Bears host the Denver Broncos this afternoon. First snowfall brought amounts ranging from a few inches to more than a foot and a half from South Dakota all the way through to Michigan. Though Justin Bieber isn't up for the top award at tonight's America Music Awards, he could still be celebrating with the first week of sales of his new album. Jennifer Lopez hosts the show, airing from Los Angeles. Taylor Swift has the most nominations, 6. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.